explosive testimony coming out of the public protector hearing in Parliament at the moment. Essentially, what we're hearing from an investigator in the public protector's office is that Busisiwe Mkhwebane shielded politicians, Ace Magashule and Mosebenzi Zwane, that she effectively protected them and asked or told investigators to remove some information from the Frieda Dairy Farm report. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN reporter, watching that for us. Lindsay, good afternoon to you. This really is explosive testimony. What is the current witness saying about it, and who is the current witness?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Well, firstly, it's not the first time, as you know, that we're hearing this narrative that she was protecting politicians, and we'd heard from the witness right at the beginning of the inquiry to Boha Kakana about this removal of information, but he wasn't quite as forthcoming as to how it came to be that when we got to the final draft, these names had just miraculously disappeared. But today we hear from another former investigator who worked closely with Teboho Kakana. His name is Gashemi Raidani. He no longer works in the Public Protector's Office. But he has been detailing over the last almost an hour now exactly how the Public Protector gave him and Teboho Kakana instructions at a meeting to go and make these changes. And these changes effectively, Mandy, involved the removal of crucial findings against, as you've mentioned, former Premier Ace Magashule, the Agriculture MEC at the time, Mosebenzi Zwane, and also the accounting officer that was involved. And he has explicitly, Mr. Raidani, that is, using the words that we were carrying out the public protector's instructions. So as I say, that's the first time we hear this, but he's actually pinning it on her, and he's actually producing previous drafts, which the former witnesses couldn't provide because their laptops had been confiscated or whatnot. He's actually showing us tracked changes where things were changed and essentially removed, and what Busisiwe Mkhwebane allegedly told them to replace it with, and that was that the Public Protector's Office didn't have the money to investigate certain aspects. And just before I take your call now, Mandy, the witness even saying that they were told to go as far as to remove photographs taken on that insight inspection of that farm and remove photographs that would show, for example, guardhouses and show how money had been spent, more money had been spent than what those items were actually worth, Mandy.
This is so significant because the evidence is now stacking up. As you say, Relani's come with the drafts. He's come with the evidence. He's able to show that photographs were removed. And all along, Busisiwe Mkhwebane's advocate, Dalia Mpofu, has been saying that this report was minimized because there wasn't enough money, there wasn't budget. But clearly, that is not true.
It's going to be very interesting to see how this is going to play out when we get to cross-examination, because we know with the previous witnesses who have made these claims about the removal and the shielding of politicians, Dalia Mpofu has really moved to discredit those witnesses as disgruntled former employees rather than to provide some form of explanation as to how, from on the public protector's part, how it might have come about. Mm. So in this particular instance, this is also a former employee, but he has pointed out right at the onset, Mandy, that he didn't leave because he had disciplinary action against him. In actual fact, he says he's never had a quarrel. He never, ever had a disagreement with the public protector. He left to follow pupillage, and that's part of the reason why we got to such a late start today, because he is a practicing advocate in Limpopo, right, and we had to wait for him to take the hot seat. So it's going to be interesting to see what tack Darling Portal is going to follow, because as you pointed out as well, there's actually drafts with track changes to show how those changes got made.
Lindsay, thank you very much. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN reporter, there giving us an update on that explosive testimony coming out in Busisiwe Mkhwebane's inquiry into her fitness to hold office.